The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
If you're someone who lives in an area where it's so expensive to buy real estate and you feel like it's impossible, then I have something for you. I just released a free guide that's going to give you the 8 steps you need to take to buy your first out-of-state property. I've bought several properties out of state, living in California, investing in Ohio, and you can do the same. It's just a matter of having the right information. So click the link in the description of this episode to get your free guide today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 182. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you haven't already, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening to the show to help us go up in the rankings. It'll also help us to reach more people and spread this message all over the world. If you do that, send me a screenshot of your submission, of your review. My email is in the show notes, and I'll send you a free training on how to find and analyze property. So if you are someone who's just starting out, you're figuring out how to do the numbers and cash flow and all those things, this will definitely be a great training for you. So looking forward to hearing from you all. If you live in an area where you feel like it's impossible to buy real estate, it's so expensive, then I think I have something that you might be interested in. If you want to learn how to buy property out of state, or perhaps in your state, but a little bit further, and you're not sure how to build your team, you're not sure how to find properties, you're not sure about how to go about the entire process, I do have a coaching program that I think will be very valuable and beneficial to you. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com and fill out an application, and then I'll reach out to schedule a call to see if it's the right fit, or you can click the link below in the show notes. Very excited about this episode. This was a solo episode about the rent deadline for back rent in LA. I have a whole lot to say about it, so I'm not gonna hold you guys up any further. Without further ado, let's get into it.
I'm gonna jump right into it. Today, we're gonna talk about the Los Angeles back rent deadline, which is today. I spoke about it on Instagram, and I wanted to come over and talk about it a bit more at length on YouTube. And so I'm gonna have time for questions. I have the chat up as well. If y'all have any questions or any comments you want to share your thoughts about it, I'm definitely happy to answer that. Definitely make sure you like this video. Make sure you share with somebody who needs to tap in and understand what's going on. And so I'm gonna jump right into it. So as I mentioned, today is the deadline for Los Angeles rent that has not been paid between March 1st, 2020 and September 30th, 2021. So as of today, all of that rent must be paid in full. All of that rent must be paid in full as of today. And so I personally think this is absolutely ridiculous that the city has allowed it to get to this point. There's probably nobody who can afford to pay back all of that rent from almost 3 years ago. And I just think over 3 years ago in many cases. And I just think it's pretty crazy. So I'm going to go through some details of what's going on, and then I'm going to jump into some of my opinion on what's going on. So for tenants who owe back rent, who may want to know what you should do, or if you know somebody who lives in LA, what they should do. So if they are served or you are served an eviction notice, you must respond in 5 days. The city is also encouraging renters to set appointments with the housing department. And so they'll have caseworkers reach out and try to help people. And they have webinars and things so people are aware of their rights. There's also some eviction exemptions. So some of those eviction exemptions. So pretty much if someone owes less than 1 month of rent, they cannot be evicted. So for example, if a tenant has a one bedroom apartment for $1,500, I don't know where you find that in LA, but a one bedroom apartment for $1,500, if their rental debt is underneath $1,500, they cannot be evicted. I think it's safe to say the majority of people are probably owing way more than that, in my opinion. So here's a couple questions I have. So the city knew that this was going to happen many, many months ago. And all the headlines, all the announcements and press conferences took place days before the deadline, which is today, which doesn't give people nearly enough time to prepare for what's going on, to make the arrangements to move or whatever the case is. I just find it interesting how the city waited until today to say anything. It literally makes absolutely no sense to me. And also, I was doing a lot of research on the resources out there for tenants. There are many, which is great, but there's not one resource out there for the landlords. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. A lot of people feel like landlords are these big moguls with all these properties, but the reality of it is, the majority of landlords statistically are mom and pop landlords. And what I mean by that is they have a property or two, they're generating some extra income. And in LA, you're probably not cash flowing much anyway. You're lucky if you break even. And so that's the reality of what we're dealing with. It's not all these corporate landlords like people think it is, at least in LA. That's not the case. And so you have these landlords who have been probably borrowing money, cashing out different things to cover their mortgages, those who have mortgages, and the city hasn't stepped in to do anything, right? And so I think there just needs to be some balance in place. I think it's only fair. And also, you know, I do feel for the people who lost their jobs and for various reasons perhaps could not pay. Things happen and a lot of people are in tough situations. I empathize with folks who are in those situations, and I don't wish that on anybody. I will, however, say that for those who was taking vacations, for those who were buying new cars, for those who were doing the money phone on Facebook and Instagram, for those who were doing all these outlandish things with your money instead of paying rent, and you were working the last 3 years, over 3 years, shame on you. You're stealing money. You're stealing money from your landlord. If you were working, if you didn't have any unforeseen circumstances that prevented you from paying rent, but you decided to not pay rent because of the protections, shame on you. And shame on the city and state for the poor oversight of that exemption. You have a lot of landlords out here struggling who might lose their homes. And it's an absolute shame that the city has allowed it to get to this point. Like I said before, the pandemic was over 3 years ago. There's people literally inside of apartments or houses who haven't paid rent in over 3 years. Those landlords deserve to be made whole, even if it's someone in a situation where they couldn't pay for a portion of that time. And if you couldn't pay a dime in over 3 years, then that's another problem. That's another problem that needs to be addressed. And so, you know, it's just, I was looking as much as I could for resources for landlords. There was nothing. Nothing, at least, that was easy to find. Again, I have no problem with resources for tenants, but I think it's absolutely unfair to not have anything for landlords. We're in a situation where people may not even have to pay the money back. That's yet to be determined. I was listening to a lawyer who was speaking and saying that the best a landlord could do is file something in civil court and try to get the person to pay that way. So mind you, you have people who have lost tens of thousands of dollars because folks chose not to pay and because the city didn't step up. It's a shame, and it's not fair. It's not fair and it's not right. So if you're on Instagram, jump over to YouTube. I'm live on YouTube talking about the deadline, today's deadline for those who are behind on rent in LA to pay. Today is the deadline to pay. The city's at fault, in my opinion. It should have never gotten like this. But if you're on Instagram, come over to YouTube. Come over to YouTube. Just search Black Real Estate Dialogue. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you like, make sure you share this video with someone who needs to tap in. Again, if there are any questions, feel free to drop those in the chat. But I'm going to continue on. So here's the other thing. If you remember earlier in the pandemic, so in 2020, in the spring and in the summer, at least in California, so many businesses were closed. So many businesses were closed. And you know what the result of that was? People couldn't work. People couldn't work, but the governor was out eating out at restaurants and doing all types of stuff. But the average person, essential workers and various people, couldn't even work for an extended period of time. I find that interesting. I find that very interesting that the powers that be were out living their lives without a care, and the average person couldn't even work. And so what that did, I'm sure, for many people is put them in a cycle where they're perpetually behind, that they can never catch up. Where was the assistance? Where was the assistance for landlords? Where was the assistance for tenants? We shouldn't be in a situation over 3 years later, where people are still behind and the city, the state haven't stepped in to compensate landlords. It wouldn't surprise me if we have a wave of foreclosures coming in the next 6 to 12 months. Obviously, the eviction process, I'm sure the courts are backed up and there's going to be another wave of filings, I'm sure. But it's about to get ugly. It's about to get really ugly. And I honestly think the city wants landlords to lose their homes. I really do believe that. And the reason I believe that is because look at their actions. They haven't stepped up to support landlords at all, at all. People are tens and thousands of dollars in debt as renters. Landlords, many of them are probably way behind on their mortgages and probably have exhausted all of their cash reserves at this point. If you have a mortgage in California, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. And again, people feel like landlords are these big rich moguls. That's not the case. That's not the case. The majority have a property or two and they're just trying to get by. I saw a video of a woman here in LA. She's retired. She has somebody living upstairs in her duplex. The guy suddenly decided to stop paying. So she's having to cover that mortgage. She's probably on a fixed income and she's having to cover that mortgage until she can get the guy out, which probably happened over a year later. This is the norm. This is the norm. And the city just lets this happen. The city just lets this happen. I really feel for those landlords who might be in jeopardy of losing their homes. And then there are those who say, you shouldn't be charging anybody to live anywhere. Well, if you shouldn't be charging anybody to live anywhere, do you go in the grocery store and take what you want for free because you don't feel like you have to pay? If you had a store and someone came into your store and just took what they wanted, they said, well, I shouldn't have to pay anyway. How would you feel? How would you feel? If you were a landlord and your tenant decided not to pay because they were on vacation, they were buying new cars and phones and jewelry instead of giving you your rent money, how would you feel? How would you feel? I want you to think about that. If you are the ones who feel like rent should be canceled, rental debt should be canceled. The rental debt should be forgiven if the city's going to compensate landlords. It's a two-way street. But in this city, it seems to be a one-way street where the landlord loses every single time. It's unfair. It's absolutely unfair. If you're on Instagram, hop over to YouTube, Black Real Estate Dialogue. Hop over to YouTube. We are talking about today's deadline for Los Angeles renters who are behind. All right, so I'm going to read some more information and more resources. So the mayor's office is planning to propose using money the city has raised through the mansion tax to fund the rental assistance programs. The mayor's fund for LA program called We Are LA has been reaching out to renters to offer legal services and other support. And landlords planning eviction must notify the Los Angeles Housing Department before filing an eviction notice, according to a city council member. This will allow the city to act quickly to reach out to those who are at most risk of being evicted. So here's the problem I have with this mansion tax. The problem I have with this mansion tax is, why is it now? It's been 3.5 years since this whole thing was going on, but you wait until just at the deadline to announce a way to fund the rent that people have missed. It's unconscionable. It's unbelievable. Like you really question if they do this stuff on purpose. It literally makes no sense. We're almost three quarters through the year and they're still talking about how they're going to fund the back rent of tenants. The deadline is today and there's nothing set in stone from the city for how to repay people and how to keep people in their homes that they are renting in their apartments. It's just unbelievable how they don't say anything until it's almost too late. Until it's too late. It makes no sense. So I'll read some more of these tenant resources. All right. So there are certain tenants who cannot be evicted. So I'm going to read some of this information. So if a tenant provided their landlord a form called a declaration of COVID-19 hardship from within 15 days of rent due for rent owed from March 1st, 2020 through August 2020, they are protected from eviction. If they provided their landlord with the declaration of COVID-19 hardship and paid 25% of their rent owed from September 1st, 2020 through September 20th, 2021, they are protected from eviction. And here's something else that makes this such a great city to be a landlord in. Annual rent increases are prohibited through January 31st, 2024 for rental units subject to the city's rent stabilization ordinance. And then it gives instructions if a tenant receives an illegal increase. So here's the other thing. If there's going to, if increasing rent is going to be prohibited, increasing property taxes and insurance should also be prohibited. People have to understand the rental income is needed to pay the expenses of the property. The rental income is needed to cover the mortgage, if there's a mortgage, to cover the property taxes, to cover the insurance. Property taxes don't stay the same forever. So if the property taxes are increasing, a landlord should be allowed to increase the rent. If the city has a problem with it, they should make up the difference, in my opinion. Another thing about the rent increase, tenants who receive a rent increase of more than 10% within a 12-month period and are unable to afford the rent increase have the option to receive relocation assistance to move out of their unit. Yeah, I blame the city for this. Let's get some questions. Let's get some questions and comments. I have the chat up. Let's get some questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you disagree with me, that's totally fine. Let's have some dialogue. Let's have a conversation. I have the chat up. So feel free to drop your questions or your comments, your agreements or disagreements in the chat. Would love to hear from you. And if you're on Instagram, I'm about to shut this down. Actually, join me over on YouTube. I'm on YouTube right now. Black Real Estate Dialogue Master. What's going on, brother? I'm shutting this IG live down in just a moment. Join me over on YouTube. Just type Black Real Estate Dialogue and tap into the live over there. In a city that already has issues with homelessness, because of the city's failure to intercede in this situation until the very last minute, it's very possible that we'll have more people on the street. It's very possible. Once the courts can clear all these cases and all those things, it's very possible that there'll be even more people on the street. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely unfair. Absolutely ridiculous and absolutely unfair. We are live talking about today's deadline for Los Angeles tenants who are behind on rent and still owe rent from March 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2021. That is the topic for today. There's actually a second deadline. That deadline is for unpaid rent from October 2021 to January 31st, 2023. And that rent is due by February 1st, 2024. It's a crazy situation, y'all. It is a crazy situation. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? Is it the city's fault? Should landlords get anything? Are tenants at fault? Some tenants? Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Let's see if there's any other information I haven't covered. I think that's just about it. That's the gist of it, y'all. We are in a tough situation. We are in a tough situation, y'all. So let me read this quote from the executive director of a landlord advocacy group. He says, the city needs to stop babysitting renters. It's ridiculous. It wasn't our fault that the government decided to shut down the economy. Like I said before, there were people who couldn't work, because of what was going on. Their businesses were forced to shut down because of what was going on. They lost money, they lost income. However, the powers that be were out doing whatever they wanted, but we couldn't. Nobody else could go out. Nobody else could earn a living and do anything. This article here says, the deadline prompted a flurry of last minute efforts from the city and other officials to keep as many renters as possible in their homes. They detailed a proposal to use funding from Measure ULA, the city's controversial new property transfer tax, for tenant assistance programs, including an $18.4 million short-term emergency fund for low-income tenants. Where was this 6 months ago? Where was this 12 months ago? Where was this at any point over the last 3.5 years? It's as if they wanted to just kick the can down the road and let somebody else deal with it. It makes no sense at all. Like, we shouldn't be getting this information days before the deadline. It makes no sense. It clearly was not a priority for the city to keep people in their homes and apartments that they're renting or to make landlords whole. They really don't care. If they did, they would have acted sooner. It's just crazy. This is people's lives, man. This is people's lives, and they're just throwing it away. So this new tax has raised $38 million, according to the city. Yeah, this is just an absolute nightmare. So as of May, the city estimated that about 137,000 households owed around $451 million. And they let it get this way. They let this happen. Anyway, y'all, that's my take on it. If you're catching the replay, feel free to drop a comment. Let me know what you think. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, totally cool. Yeah, I'm just speechless at this point. Shouldn't have gotten this way, but hey, I blame the city. They allowed it to get this way. I hope people remember all of this at the ballots at this election year. It's sad. Hey, Bridget, I agree with you 100%. 100%. This is what people need to be thinking about when they go back to vote. And this is at the local level, at the national level. The response to this kind of stuff is what you need to be thinking about when you make your decision, whatever decision you make. Yep. We shouldn't forget this. When it's time to put people in place, we shouldn't forget responses to a crisis like this and how last minute the response has been. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame. What else do you got, Bridget? What other thoughts do you have? Appreciate that. Yeah, it's an absolute disgrace. You say you want people's support, and then this is what you do when folks are in a dire situation. I know everybody remembers when everything was closed and shut down. When everything was closed and shut down, what do you think that meant? People couldn't work. People couldn't earn a living except the essential workers, as if every worker is not essential. Crazy. Bridget, where do you live? Are you out here or are you somewhere else? Where do you live, Bridget? I'm going to put Bridget's comment up. Yeah, agree 100% with you. Last call. Any questions? Any comments? Thanks for rocking with me, y'all. I absolutely needed to rant. Been thinking about this the last couple days, and I'm still in disbelief. Virginia. Okay, cool. Well, thank you, Bridget. Appreciate you tapping in. But appreciate you all tapping into the live and hearing me out. Very serious situation we're in, so I will definitely keep y'all updated as new developments arise regarding this, not only in LA, but around the country. I'm going to keep a close eye on how all of this stuff is unfolding. And so definitely make sure you like, make sure you share, subscribe. And if you want to check out Black Real Estate Dialogue on any other platform, you can go on Apple, you can go on Spotify and check out the show there. But really appreciate you all. Thank you for taking time to join me today, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.